Hey guys, let's check out Sol Tu Noches. Okay, so for all of the agave spirits people out there and the people excited about tequila and mezcal and ricea and bacanora, this is a sotol. Now, the difference is this is not a agave spirit. I did a video with one of the owners, Danny McKee, where we talked about what sotol was and actually how sotol is made and the plant that it comes from. So it comes from the Desilirium, which is also known as the desert spoon. And instead of it being an agave, this is a perennial and it's a succulent. So it actually comes back each year. So it's pretty neat how they grow this plant, but it does take years for it to mature before they can harvest it. They harvest it in a very similar way that they do a tequila or a mezcal. They cut off the pincas, they get the heart. Then of course that heart is cooked. And unlike tequila, more like mezcal, it's actually cooked in the ground. So they pack it into a pit. They heat that pit up with a volcanic stone and they light a fire in there and they get it all hot. And then that fire goes out and they put the piñas of the desert spoon down in there and they let it just cook for days, right? So that is one thing. It's going to give you a little bit more of a smoky flavor than what you're going to get in a normal tequila. So let's try it. So one of the things that's pretty neat about this company is they cook it, they crush it. They use some different systems for their crushing and then all open fermentation. And one of the things I noticed right away in the flavor when I did the interview was it's got a really nuttiness to it. And what Danny explained to me is that nuttiness is coming from the fact that there is a pecan farm just down the road from them. So they really believe that that impacts their fermentation through the process. And when you think about, we talk about terroir in tequila, you know, where the agave is grown, the water that's used, you know, where it's fermenting and all the things that affect it. That's really something that's affecting their sotol that's going to be a little different than some of the other sotols that are on the market. So let's give this one a nose. So I do get a little bit of the smokiness, not a whole lot. It's not overpowering. I get a really interesting fruit smell and I get some nuttiness. And honestly, it's kind of a rugged smell. Like it really invites this authentic, traditional way of making a spirit. And you get that out in the field smokiness that's really good. On the taste, it's creamy, almost like buttery. You get this nice fruity flavor that it's kind of hard for me to put my thumb on. It is more like a dried fruit flavor. And you need a little bit of smoke, but not very much. You get a little bit of a pepper in the finish. It is an 80 ABV. They're using well water, deep well water to make this. It has a really interesting flavor. That's kind of a weird thing for me to say to describe it as interesting. But I get a lot of minerality. I get that nuttiness. I get a dried fruit flavor. And I actually get a little bit of a green flavor as well, like a green vegetable, maybe a green pepper, or I don't know, maybe like a little bit of celery. So it's very vegetal flavored. And again, like I said, that smoke is there, but it's not overpowering. It's kind of in the back. It has a nice minty finish with a little bit of pepper and no burn. It's really easy to drink. And I think this would really go great in several different cocktails because of the ruggedness, the smoky that you get a little bit, and that minerality and the vegetal flavors are going to really come through. But the thing that probably I pick up the most is that nuttiness. That it's nuttiness. It's really good. I know that sounds nutty, but that's all I can think of. So sotol from Sol Tu Noches. Check them out. I'll put the website right here. Definitely go check out the video that we did with Danny. He explains their really entire process. And it's very interesting to learn about something that is an agave spirit adjacent. It's not quite an agave spirit, but it's definitely a traditional Mexican spirit. So check out Sol Tu Noches. If you have any questions about this product, let me know. If you got any products that you would like to learn more about or you want me to review, please put that in the comments. Cheers, salute, have a great night.